Rackham FM.
Hello, Mike. Yes, this is the big one. This is the final race of today, the men's first division, and it looks set to be amazing. And with a quick rundown of the division, we've got at the top Downingham 1, who came up on their first race, jumping up on either one. Then Queen's M1, LMBC M1, first and third M1, Pembroke M1, Price M1, Peterhouse M1, Girton M1, St. Cat's M1, Fair M1, King's M1, Trinity Hall M1, Robinson M1, Emmanuel M1, Selwyn M1, and at the bottom the sandwich boat, Keys M1. So, boats to watch in this division. Jesus is going to be hungry to get Keys to get their third bump of the week. And also St. Cat's, who've come up too. Also Emma, who've come up and we've just had the 1 minute cannon. Emma will be looking hard to get Robinson. They've come up twice so far. And Trinity Hall and first and third, they've both come down twice. They'll be keen to avoid the risk of spoons tomorrow by rowing over at least today. So Jack, up to you for the start, which is now.
Thank you very much, Tim. Yes, we have the start of the final race of the day here. It's M1. The boats are just by the riverside at the moment, getting pushed out into the centre. The race is about 30 seconds away now. As Tim said, this division is very interesting in the sense that there are quite a few boats who are going to want to avoid the possibility of spoons tomorrow. First and third are one of those boats. Peterhouse are one of those boats. And Trinity Hall are also one of those boats. Downing M1 at the front have not been head of the river at Lemp Bumps since 1997. They're going to want to hold off Keys today and tomorrow to ensure that for 2014 they are head. And the race is underway here. Downing starting very strong here, as can be expected. Followed closely, though, by Keys. And Downing looking incredibly strong here. I don't think Keys are going to catch them. Downing just approaching, all in sync, coming in very tight round first post corner here. And they are just about two boat lengths away now. They've pulled away slightly from Keys. Keys are looking like they may be struggling a little bit compared to Jesus. Jesus have closed down to just over a boat length now. Jesus coming up round them. Then between Jesus and Queens, you have about four boat lengths. So Jesus really pulling away from Queens there and closing down on Keys. Then between Queens and Lady Margaret, they are on station. Between Lady Margaret and first and third, also on station there. But behind first and third, Pembroke looks like they're closing on first and third. First and third potentially could get another bump here with the possibility of spoons tomorrow. But first and third have just pulled away ever so slightly there. So they are pulling away now. They're about on station but are pulling away. Pembroke looks to be struggling around here. Then after Pembroke, we have two lengths to Peterhouse. To Christ even. Sorry about that, between Pembroke and Christ. And then after Christ, you have about three boat lengths between them and Peterhouse. But behind Peterhouse, Girton, they are closing. There is about a boat length between Girton and Peterhouse now. But even more interesting, behind Girton, Clare are almost, they are now overlapping on St. Cat's. St. Cat's have bumps the last 2 days, but Clare look like they could be closing on them to bump for them. The gap now is down to about half a boat length. And it looks like we have a bump. This is quite a big bump, actually. St. Cat's have bumped on Girton, but it looks like the boat has actually gone up and not into the cocks, because that would be very bloody, but St. Cat's boat has actually mounted the Girton boat, so we have a bump there, and Clare have also pulled over just because to get out of the way there. But that is one of the big bumps so far, is St. Cat's on Girton. I will throw down to Grassy Corner where we have a little look about what's going on up here.
Lots has happened through Grassy Corner. We've got Jesus, mate, taking a very tactical line through into the plough reach to try and catch Keys. They're about a quarter of a length behind. However, below that, we've had LMBC very close on Queen's Tail, and also Pembroke very close to first and third. There could be a lot of bumps down plough reach for this.
Behind that, there's Christ. They've got two lengths between them and Pembroke. And behind that, two lengths again to Peterhouse. Behind that, we've got a big gap from this bump. And the next boat I can see is not Clare. So it looks like Trinity Hall. It looks like Kings must have bumped Clare at some points beyond first post as well. I can see Trinity Hall coming through there. Oh, no, this is Kings. This is Kings and Trinity Hall. And so we seem to have lost Clare somewhere. It looks like there's been something going on down Ditton Strait. Any news from Ditton Corner?
Jesus is gaining on Keys. They're about a boat's length in between. Downing is looking very, very strong. Queens has just been bumped by LMBC. So Queens has been bumped. Both boats are rowing to the side. I can't see any boats coming around the corner. What's it looking like up on the reach, Tom?
So Downing are just coming past at the moment. They are simply standing absolutely effortless. About two lengths behind them, Keys and one. But there, behind very, very close is Jesus. It looks like there's going to be a bump any moment now. There's barely a metre in it. The whistles are going. But Keys really, really pushing, trying to get away from Jesus. The rowers look absolutely shattered, but they're going as hard as they can for it. Just coming around Ditton. It looks like it's Peter House. What's it like in Ditton, Rosa?
Clear out.
Rosa, anything at Ditton?
We have just had Price row past. So first and third have moved over onto the side of the river. And Peter House has just rowed past. There's about two boats, Peter House and Christ. King is... Yeah. This is just rowing past. What else is looking up there on the reach, Tom?
So, Jesus have... They're looking like they're failing to catch Keys. They're about to go underneath the railway bridge. And despite being... less than the canvas away, it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump there. So a very lucky escape there for Keys M1. Coming further up the reach here is Christ. They're a good three lengths ahead of Peter House. Both of these crews looking like they're going to row over. Christ in particular splashing quite a bit. Not very good from Christ there. Peter House... coming off, and then Pete House losing a bit of ground. They're down to four lengths now. And a long way to distance, about 15 lengths behind Pete House. Kings. Kings basically gliding along there. They're a good eight lengths in front of the boat behind them. They're also going to row over. Behind Kings, we have Emmanuel M1. They're also going to row over. They're looking really solid. Behind Emma, we've got Selwyn M1. They're coming up again. Good seven lengths behind. Anything down on grassy, Tim?
No, everything's cleared grassy for me. I've got Robinson in front of me getting foliage into their hair after they bump up on Trinity Hall. They look very happy with themselves. And Trinity Hall having a continuing in a bad week for them. What news at the top of the division then? So, Jack.
Right, so I have... we noticed that we lost Claire earlier on. Claire are in front of me. I believe that Clare are going to be awarded a technical row over because St. Cat's bumped up on Girton, but the St. Cat's bow ended up on top of the Girton boat, on top of the stern. The St. Cat's bow actually ended up in the kidney
of the Cox. That one is going to her, unfortunately. But the news from First Post Corner is St. Cat's have bumped up on Girton, and it looks like Clare are going to be awarded a technical row over. Back down to the long reach.
They're obviously going to come over, that they're giving it absolutely everything they've got. They're really, really giving it some welly. In the distance, I can see some of the crews coming around Ditton. These look to be the crews that have bumped. They're basically paddling home. It looks like the division is now with Cheatham.
It's 97.2 Cam FM. We're currently in the middle of the men's first division. Tim. Seem to have lost Tim there. Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll do a results update in 5 minutes' time, provisionally. What do we know so far, Jack?
So far, from the bottom of the division, we've had St. Cat bump up on Girton, Robinson bump up on Trinity Hall, and I believe Clare M1, Kings M1, Emmanuel M1, Selwyn M1, and Keys M2, the sandwich boat, have all rowed over. I'm not entirely sure what happened at the top of the division. I suspect that a fair few of those boats will have rowed over. It looks like going into long reach, from the commentary we had down there, that there was a big distance between all of them. But the main movers in the bottom of the division, we've had two bumps down here, and we'll try and find out what happened at the top of the division for you now and give you a results update in about 5 minutes.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Hey guys, we have Downing M1, row over. Keys M1, also row over. Not Caught by Jesus, who also row over. Lady Margaret bumped Queen. Pembroke bumped first to third, M1. Christ, row over. Peterhouse, row over. St. Catherine's managed to bump Girton, M1, with Clare given a technical row over. King's M1, also row over. Robinson, M1, managed to bump Trinity Hall, M1. And Emmanuel M1, Selwyn M1, and Bordlin M1 all row over. Back to the studio.
Thank you very much. So you can see all these results on the CamFM, the CamFM bump site, bumps.camfm.co.uk, and also we're live tweeting the results. So there we are. Now, should we get an update on the Marconi Cup, Phil?
Ooh,
do you have to calculate it, or is it automatic?
Yeah, I'll do some 5, 9, 6, 17, 52. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the results so far, top of the table.
Shall we put like nice music?
Yeah, we need a dip. We need like we had rapping before.
I'm getting people excited.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to rap these.
I'll find you something.
I'm just editing the Raps podcast ready to go up. And
yeah, that'd be amazing.
It's better the second time round.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I could do it in blues.
Yes.
You want to do it in blues? Hang on, let me see if I've got a...
No, I'm not doing it in blues.
Let's do it... Oh, well, what the hell? Let's do it as a rave. There we are. Give this a go, then. Right, ready. Phil, Marconi Cup results.
Wow. If only our webcam had video. That would have been amazing, Mike. Right, well, at the top of the table at the moment are Lucy Cavendish, but unfortunately Lucy Cavendish aren't eligible because they only have one crew.
Oh.
Now, somebody did email in yesterday asking if they could be eligible because it's actually Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall, so Hughes Hall would have two boats, but do they have one and a half? Yeah, two boats, I don't know.
How many
even
boats
if
is
they
it?
Did, what even if boat? They did, that would only be two boats, which is enough to be eligible, but their points would only add up to 18.
Because you have to average them.
Yeah.
Ah.